Hey everybody, I am coming on because, of course, I just had like a revelation, a moment, and I wanted to share. Alrighty, so I haven't spoken to y'all in a little while. It was actually since I did the Ode to a Black Woman episode, and it seemed like y'all really enjoyed that episode. I really appreciate it, and I hope that something that I said stood out and you were able to take it with you and spread that love and spread that peace and that empowerment to someone else, because we all deserve it. Something that I thought about after I had already recorded was that I didn't really say much about the Black man. And to be honest with you, those same values, morals, and that ode still remains, because Black men have a piece of their stories and a piece of their lives that they have to navigate through as well, something that Black women don't have to. I seen something today on Facebook where a lady, there is a young man missing in Birmingham, Alabama. He's 26 years old and he is on the autism spectrum. So of course, you know how they do the missing persons reports, right? So they posted a picture of him and, you know, his outfit and what he would probably be wearing or whatever. And of course, in the comments, there were people saying, you know, this is his third and fourth time being missing. You know, whoever is his guardian should probably be taken into custody because they're not watching him and things like that. So, which I think is ridiculous, because if you know anyone with autism or if you have worked with any children with autism, they do something called eloping. And that is when, you know, they don't really have a sense of danger. They don't really have a sense of anything that's kind of like outside of themselves. They're kind of really like peaceful people, actually. So if they feel inclined to move, they will do just that. Honestly, we could learn a lot from people with autism, but that is probably another episode for another day. So I say that to say that in the woman's post who was like kind of upset about the people's comments because her son has autism, and she was just saying that, you know, Black men are cute until they grow up. And then when they grow up, they are looked at as dangerous. And that stood out to me because it was like, damn, like that is very true. You know, Black boys and girls, we're all cute and cuddly, but going back to Black men specifically, they're cute. You know, you dress them so cute, you know, their shoes are so nice. I love him. He's adorable. But then when he's 6 feet tall and fucking 280 pounds, you know, then there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? And then the world, then they then what's the word I want to say? Not victimized, but they consider them dangerous. Sorry, y'all. I literally sometimes have like brain farts and brain blocks. It's real crazy. But anywho, I say all that to say the Ode to a Black Woman episode and just my piece that I spoke could also translate over to Black men. So if there is a Black man in your life and you feel like he needs some encouragement, please, if you feel led, you know, pull into the episode and let them see, or let them listen. I'm sorry. So moving on from that piece, I really hope that y'all are doing good. I have recorded an episode, but something was going on with my tech. So I had to wait a little while. So a new episode, it's an interview, actually. I'm super excited because it was like super, you know, to the point. The young lady that I spoke to, she's super like cool. I loved it. It was good. I can't wait to post it. I honestly might post it. I will post it next week. I just wanted to drop this off for y'all though, because y'all know how I do. I just be real sporadic with it. And that's just pretty much how my life is, because I have so much to talk about all the time. But here I am now. So I wanted to talk to y'all about though. I wanted to talk to y'all because I wanted to bring up adjusting. right? So, as y'all know, I live in Kansas City, Missouri. I moved here for work. If you are new here, I am a consultant. I will leave it at that because these are my views. This is my show. I don't want anything to be affiliated with my company. However, right now I am still in the adjustment phases of living here in Kansas City, Missouri. If you are unaware, I am from Decatur, Georgia. So that is a city in the metropolitan area of Atlanta, just to be specific, because y'all know Amaretta came and was like, Decatur is not Atlanta. So I just want to let y'all know it is. Anyway, I'm still fully adjusting. My family is in Atlanta. Like, my friends are all over the country and in other countries. Like, it's crazy. So up here, I have been meeting people and it's been cool. But let me talk to y'all about adjusting, right? It is something that is so wild because like everything else, it takes time. And it's interesting because we all feel like we don't have a lot of time, or we feel like we have to rush. And so there's something that I've seen people talk about, like, this is a microwave society, which means that we want everything to be quick. You know what I'm saying? 2 minutes, 2 months, 2 years, and then we're done, right? The interesting part is that time moves regardless. So if you're going to do something, you may as well do it. And that was honestly a big part of me moving here to Missouri. I feel like I'm always the friend who just does stuff, right? Like, after I graduated from Valdosta State University, I moved to Jacksonville, Florida with one of my dearest friends, Sydney. And we decided to become AmeriCorps members, which we worked for an organization called City Year. That was really cool, where we mentored youth in the inner city parts of Jacksonville. Very interesting time, which is crazy because I actually kind of got fired, kind of quit at the same time, like simultaneously. Also, another story for another day, but I'll just tell y'all, the principal there was really crappy. She didn't like me. She didn't like me, y'all. A black woman in her 30s. I feel like she might have been intimidated by me, maybe, because at that time I was newly graduated. I was a baby, right? I was probably like 23. I think I turned 24 when I was living in Jacksonville. So it's just really like, what the heck? Like, you don't like me? So basically, I'll get into the story because, I mean, why not? We're here. So what happened was, working for City Year, we were volunteers, essentially. We received a monthly stipend for working for City Year. So, as y'all know, we were not getting paid much, honey. Like, literally. But we made the best of it because I had a wonderful team. I love those people to this day. Like, I still keep in contact with a few of them. Needless to say, though, I was working in a classroom with a teacher. She was a 21-year vet, right? She was a teacher. She was, like, really doing her thing. And she and I had really created a bond and created space for each other and for our students. And so we were doing really well. Third-grade classroom. Loved those babies, too. So the teacher next door, she was really, like, slacking on her job. 100%. She would come to our classroom crying. It would be a big issue, big deal, you know, just a lot, sending her, like, quote-unquote problem babies over to us, and then I'm having small groups with them, like, and we chilling. So, of course, the principal got wind of that, and instead of, like, you know, appreciating me, she decided to ask me to move over to the lady who was having a lot of problems, right? And so I was just like, no, like, I don't want to move over there because she has no control. Part of the reason why I'm doing so well and thriving in the classroom that I'm in is because this sucks. I mean, I'm sorry. It's because she is good. Like, this 21-year vet is good and she knows what she's doing. So that is why I'm doing so well here and I'm thriving with her and our students are doing well because she knows what she's doing. If I go over next door, I'm going to be put in a space where I am forced to try to take over on and be stressed out or whatever for, and then I'm only getting paid pennies because I'm a volunteer. But if you're coming over here crying in our room, what you gonna do when I'm over there? So because I didn't want to move, and because I stood up for myself, advocating for myself like I always do, if you know me, you know, then I am looked at as somebody who was being kind of insubordinate, right? So we had a meeting with some of the other like city year representatives or whatever you want to call them, leadership. And so basically the principal was basically just trying to like say that I was not listening and I wouldn't do what I want to do. So because I didn't want to move to the other class, then either they were going to have to let me go or I was going to have to move to the other class. And so, but she was just so mean and so cold about it. And I was just like, you know what? Well, I'm going to leave because that's just that on that. Like, you're not about to get ready to tell me that I got to go over here and be stressed out for pennies. And you already not nice. I speak to you when you turn your head as the principal of the school. Like, girl, please. So I left. So that's why my city year actually got cut short. It was about 6 months in. So I went through that story to say, I'm always the friend that's doing something, because when I was in Jacksonville after that, I worked for a graphics company. I worked there for about like 3-4 months and I got let go because I did not want to cold call. Cold calling is so much, y'all. Like, cold calls are terrible. People will cuss you out. Like, I will never take another B2B marketing job ever in my life. But hey, I needed money at that time and I was learning. So I didn't really get let go. It was actually like a decision that we made together, because when he asked me if I had made those 25 cold calls that Friday, I said, no, I did 10. He was like, I mean, well, Keandra, you know, payroll is getting kind of stuffy, you know, this is a small business. And so maybe we're going to have to let you go. And I was like, well, okay, that's fine. So it was literally like an amicable decision. And I actually spoke to him a few years ago. I had called him for a reference for a different graphics internship that I didn't end up taking, but I called him and it was all love. He was like, how are you? I'm so happy to talk to you. Like, it's always all love the majority of the time when they're not hating. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm always the friend that's doing something, y'all. Like, I moved to Jacksonville 3 months after I graduated from Valdosta State. With my bachelor's and did that, right? So I moved there, did my city year plus a whole bunch of other stuff to kind of like make ends meet for myself. Boom. Then after that, I moved back to Atlanta and I was home for like, I guess 3-4 years. I'm not really sure. Honestly, anything before COVID, my brain, it takes me a long time to remember, except for things that are like that story I just told y'all. That's something that I can like completely remember, but dates and times, not really. So anywho, stay home and I got my master's, as y'all know. Yes, I'm still like hyping it up because, baby, the pandemic, getting a master's degree, if you know, you know. And if you out there getting your master's degree right now, or your bachelor's or any type of anything, any certification, anything you're doing right now during these trying times, because yes, they're still trying, even though Dr. Fauci said we are not in a pandemic, we are in an endemic, it does not matter. This has been hard as hell. So you deserve your flowers. If you listen to this right now, I love you. I appreciate you. I am rooting for you because this shit is not easy. And even after you graduate, still not easy. Please believe. But anyway, so yeah, so I'm always the friend that's doing something, right? Always having to adjust to new, adjusting, advocating. Like, literally, that has been my life's work. When I worked at Drew Charter as a paraprofessional in the special education and resource classroom, advocating for my students. When I was the president of NCNW at Valdosta State, advocating for myself, for my girls, and for my organization, because some people may not know, I was a charter member of the organization. So we started from 6 members. And then we got to 98 members when I graduated. Please tell me. 6 to 98, please. Anywho. So I say that to say, moving to Kansas City, Missouri, on the other side of the country, different time zone, all of those things, this has been a journey. It's been a good journey, but it's still like something that I'm having to adjust to, because this is my real life. Like, I have that thought. That thought crosses my mind multiple times per day. This is my real life. And sometimes that's crazy to me. Like, is this my real life? Like, is this really, like, really? And then I sometimes get into a spiral of like, damn, am I doing enough? Like, is this enough? You know, if I don't accomplish anything else in my life, will I be happy here? Will I be happy with what I've done? And I'm battling with that right now, right? And honestly, those thoughts may be a little bit intrusive because I am going to be successful. And I mean, I feel like I have been successful thus far, but there are, and there are more things that I want, right? I want more for myself. I want more for my life. And here's the thing. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And the thing about Jesus is he wants what you want. God wants to bless you, right? God wants to bless you with whatever it is that you want as long as it is in his will. So when you pray for specifics. And I already told y'all how my prayers get down. So right now, I am having to dig deep and adjust to this new space in my life, adjust and dig deep to literally just living across the country. And I just want to say, like, I'm literally not harping on anything. And no one has said that to me. But again, intrusive thoughts, anxiety will make you feel like, girl, you've been talking about that forever. Like, please. And I'm like, no, this is my real life. Like, this is what I am going through right now, and nobody else's struggle is going to trump mine, or I'm not going to allow somebody or these thoughts to make me feel any less than because this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. So if you're going through anything like this, or if you're moving, if you're thinking about moving, if you are thinking about pursuing anything in life that you have always wanted, please do it. Please move. Please do it. And that goes back to, there's a post that says, if you've ever moved out of your hometown and created a new life somewhere else, I am so proud of you. I am literally so proud of us because this shit is difficult. But there is so much beauty in it too, because like I'm able to look back over my life like I did just now and give y'all a story from something. And it's just like, wow, look how far I've come. Because baby, I've come a ways. And so just getting even more specific, today I was talking to my friend and I was telling him that, you know, this is just difficult. And even though it's been, I think, almost 7 months of me living in Missouri, I'm still adjusting. And I personally thought it would not take this long. But again, microwave society, we want things to be quick. And because we are millennials, of course, everything is normally quick. At the click of a button, we can post to the world, you know, our latest update. At the click of a button, we can have somebody come and deliver our food on DoorDash. At the click of a button, we can order, you know, a new t-shirt from the latest God is Dope sale. Like literally at the click of any button, you can do a lot of things. You can make coffee in your Keurig, because I have a Keurig and I have a coffee maker, like the regular one. And tell me why I ain't pulled that regular coffee maker out in ages. I bought it because I just be needing both, because you just never know, like, I don't know. I don't really know why I bought both, but I have both, y'all. And I ain't pulled that thing out in forever because I don't play. When I want the coffee, I want it. When I want to eat, I want to eat. So, like, the air fryer, literally, you put some salmon in that air fryer, cook it for 16 minutes. It's ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are a quick, let's go, let's move. And sometimes that skews our judgment. It skews our brains. Even in love, like, I have literally realized that, like, child, if you wanted to last, you can't rush it. I posted something like that in my close friends the other day. I said, it said, you can't rush what you want to last forever. And baby, do I know it. Like, if you really, really want something to work, one, because you got to work on you. Because if you're not right, it is not gonna work. If you are not whole, it is not gonna work. If you are not ready, it is not gonna work. And that is just not limited to love. Like, that's limited to a lot of things. That spans across work. It spans across work. It spans in, like, your friendships and your romantic relationships. In just anything that you're wanting and you may not have that yet. Like, it could be. I'm not saying that it always has to be, but it could be because you're not ready.
it's not time for that. And so for me, I'll be candid, especially in love, like in my mind, I'm ready to be like, okay, no. My feelings are telling me like, yes, you're ready. But my mind and my emotions, not so much. And I've had to have a really, really, really like close listen and close like introspection with myself lately over the last month for sure. And I had to talk to myself like, you are adjusting to so much right now. Like your whole life changed. You thought that your love life wasn't going to change too, or you weren't going to need to change in order to get to what you want, or at least to what you need. Right now, you thought it was going to just be all good. Nah, that's not how that work. The work don't work if you don't work. And so having to actively do the work to make new friends here in Kansas City, to find my tribe, to find my people, to find my area where I want to hang out, because up here is like super white, let's just be real. I live in a really good neighborhood too, a good area. If I tell people where I live, they're like, oh, okay. So yeah, it's cool up here, I like it. But yeah, so even in love, like having to communicate, that's a real big thing for me. Y'all see I'm a talker here, but in that arena I get nervous. I get nervous, y'all. I'd be so nervous. Like, it'd be crazy. But I'm having to adjust because, like, that's what you're supposed to do. And God bless my freaking therapist. I love that lady so much. Like, it's so crazy. Let me tell you about my therapist. So, black woman. She has a son that's in college. Shout outs to him. Of course, you know, I don't know her son. But just shout outs to him for sharing his mommy with so many people, especially myself, because she has really helped me, especially this week, because this week was hard, y'all. It was crazy. Like, I felt like I was about to get ready to freaking have like an anxiety attack or something. Like, it was wild. Like, my therapy session on Tuesday was like perfect. It was perfect timing. And going back to everything that I've just said, like, God is just so perfect because his timing is good. And so then, side note, let's apply that to everything. You know how sometimes you be like, God is so good. You know, God is so good. I love the Lord, X, Y, Z. But then in times of distress, you don't forget that God is good. You don't forget that God's timing is perfect, but you kind of get caught up in yourself. Yeah, that's me sometimes too. And I be having to draw myself back like, nope. Remember you said God's timing is perfect when something happened? When it finally happened, you said God's timing was perfect? Yeah, so let's keep that same energy, baby girl. God's timing is perfect. So, coming back in from the side note, God's timing is perfect, and my therapist really saved me on Thursday because it was crazy. Adjusting to moving to Kansas City, adjusting to having to advocate for myself at my job, adjusting to having to learn how to communicate with the person or the people that I love, it's like a lot, you know? And so different levels require different versions of you. And so right now, because I have done all of this change in my life, it is still very much beautiful, but still very much interesting. And I have learned that it does not stop. It does not end. You don't like ever end learning and growing. Like, I don't even know how to say that, because I know somebody who, she's in her 50s. I love her so much. And she, like, we talk all the time, and she just be like, girl, I am still learning. I am still understanding things that you seem to have a good grip on now in your 20s. Almost 30, y'all. I'll be 30 in November. But, like, it's crazy because you just don't ever finish. Like, even my grandmother is 65, and we be having our little girl talks, y'all, in the evenings, and she'll share stuff with me. Like, it's so cool also to talk to your people, like your mom, grandma, aunts, cousins, as women, and not just as your mom, grandma, aunts, and cousins. It is so cool. Have y'all experienced that at all yet? Like, have y'all had that barrier come down to where that, like, they of course, they still treat you like their, you know, daughter, granddaughter, cousin, or niece. But, like, you get to talk to them like women. Like, look, I'm damn near 30 years old. You probably in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, whatever. Let's talk for real. Like, me and my sisters, we have been privileged to learn our mother as a woman as well, slowly but surely. And then, like, my grandma, she talks to us too, like women too. And it's just so cool. I love it. It's beautiful. I probably need to have them on the show. My grandma, especially. If you know, you know. Shout out to my grandma. And my mama. Okay. But, yeah. So, I don't forgot what I was saying. Okay, yeah. So, adjusting to life. Just really, y'all, it's just been wild up here. Like, it's good. It's wild. I'm so grateful. I'm just, like, figuring shit out. And that's why I be so quiet, too, on the show. I really did forget where I was going with that. Hopefully, y'all don't, like, laugh. If you laugh, it's fine. But, because this is really coming off the dome. Like, this is me just, like, talking from my heart. I also want to say, like, I enjoy doing interviews, but I really enjoy just talking from my heart. This is kind of like a diary a little bit. And so I pray that one day I'm able to come back to these diary, entries, these, you know, and they bless somebody, and not only somebody, but they also bless me when I hear them back. And so this is also very much in the spirit of transparency. Boom. I got my thought back. All right. I was talking about therapy. So, yeah, my therapist, she saved me. She basically got me together, but, of course, in one of the most loving ways. She got me together, and she basically just told me that right now I am having to accept a few things. Accept a few things and just continue to grow. Continue to grow, because where I am right now, I've never been here before. And like I've told y'all before, I didn't have a point of reference for a lot of things, like moving, like going to college. Like, I didn't have a point of reference. I've been having to learn and get it. Like, finances, I've been having to learn and get it. Some instances in love, I've been having to learn and get it. And that is where it's crazy, because all of these things are definitely coming at me at once, is what I feel like. And so I'm having to navigate through them all, and seemingly not alone, but alone, because, you know, you just have to figure it out. Like, you have to get down in it. And speaking of, not being alone, as y'all know, my sister Asia, she her birthday was last week. Well, if you don't know, I have a sister named Asia. She is a nail tech in Atlanta, so hit her up at A Fairy Experience. But anywho, we were talking too, and it's cool to see your younger siblings as women or as young adults. It's very cool, because when she came up here to visit me last weekend, we were talking, and we were talking to one another, of course, like sisters, but also just like as growing women, you know what I'm saying? And it was beautiful. So just having those conversations, like conversations that would not have normally we have had, the pandemic definitely grew and stretched my family, grew and stretched myself, grew and stretched me in my friendships, especially with my best friend. Like, we are literally growing and stretching and just trusting God. And so going back to my therapist, like, child, she got me together. She helped me, and I was able to bounce back. So I've been feeling so good. Like, I have been feeling so wonderful for the rest of the week, from Tuesday up until right now today. I've been feeling so good and just like so refreshed. And so this is also a reminder that I promise you, if you have never gone to therapy to just clear your mind, please, please, like, I beg, there, you are not crazy. You are not, you know, any less than a person. You, any of the stereotypes that people say, like, about therapists, but crazy being the main one, if I'm crazy, then so be it. But I promise you, you're not crazy for needing to talk to someone. Everybody needs relationship. Everybody needs connection. Everybody needs people. You need people. Like Ari Lennox said, I need people. Literally, you need people. And sometimes you need people that are outside of your world, that are outside of your scope, outside of your everything that you know, who can just come in and just help you. And like I have always said before, I feel like, and I know, the same way we are, people are graced to be doctors and lawyers and nurses and teachers and engineers and consultants and librarians and all of these different careers, people are graced to be therapists. They are graced. And I feel like, you know, service providers, caregivers are the number one, like I don't want to say overgraced, but super grace. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are anointed by Jesus, because in order to take on all these people's traumas and struggles and shame and, you know, depression and sadness and just joy and triumphs, because everything in therapy is not always sad. Like, literally, you have a new life change. Your therapist is elated to hear that. It's not just sad. Of course, you will get to the root of some of your sadness. You know what I'm saying? You should. Because if you're not, then, I mean, you may need to be able to, you know, transition. But therapy is amazing. I will say that I started February 2020 and I was doing, 2021. Yeah. And during the pandemic, when I was finishing up my master's degree, I had started with Georgia State at their counseling center. So if you're in school, you can absolutely, even graduate school, you can absolutely contact your counseling center, and they have free therapy. If you are working in the corporate world, most employers have employee assistance programs where you can get therapy. If not, just reach out to the therapist that you may be interested in and see what their payment options are. But seriously, I'm an advocate for it, because it is a unbiased opinion, somebody that is graced to be in your life. For me, I prayed about who my therapist would be, and I was intentional, something that I think is very, 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 very important, to make sure that this person is going to be good. And of course, this is actually my second therapist, because my first therapist, she got a new job. And luckily, this second one, like, she came in, we connected, it's all good. I love her. It's great. Like, it's wonderful. So, man, this was therapy. Like, I was feeling a little bit anxious and I was not feeling well today when I woke up. And so I follow an influencer on Instagram. Her name is Seven. And she is actually an Herbalife distributor, and she talks about having patient mornings. And so this morning when I was not feeling well, I kept trying to get up out of bed and, you know, get to my computer and things like that. And I was just like, dang, like, I do not feel well. And so I'm like, I got to listen to my body. If I don't feel well, I need to stay in bed. I need to, you know, get some water, get hydrated, and figure out why I don't feel well. And then if I need medicine or whatever the case. And so I had a patient morning with myself. And so after laying in the bed until about 12:30, I was finally able to get up and straighten up my house, get my coffee, and just listen to myself. And so I did that, and that's a part of therapy. That's a part of healing. And so in that, I was still feeling a little bit anxious, and something told me to record. And so here I am. And so I'll tell y'all that over this last 30 minutes, my anxiety has definitely come down some, and I think I just needed to get all of that out. I didn't really have like anything written down, because y'all know when I speak by myself, I literally speak from my heart. So this has definitely been something that I guess I needed to get out. This has been therapy. So if you've gotten to this point, I just want you to know that I really appreciate you, like, so much. Getting emotional actually right now, because I don't know. I guess I really needed this. So I thank you. I thank you. I appreciate you. Like I always tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? This is a journey. This is something that is not like, it's not, there's nothing fake about this, you know, in the spirit of transparency, in the spirit of authenticity, this is where we are, in the spirit of vulnerability. This is exactly what that is. This is exactly where we are. I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm having to unlearn, I'm having to,
just figure a lot out. And so we've been here for a little while, and I'll go ahead and wrap up. But I have some things coming for y'all. I thank y'all for being on this journey with me. If something in this episode touched your heart in any way, please let me know. Send me a text message. Write me on Instagram. My personal page is at Glitz and Glam with 3 M's at the end. My the podcast is at DR Table Talks. Hit me up. Let me know. Celebrate me. And not even me, but celebrate this episode. If it touched you, celebrate it. And I have an episode called You Go Girl, too. If something touches your heart, tell the person. You never know how much that will make their day or help them through or whatever the case. So, again, I appreciate you for listening, for getting this far, for getting to the end of the episode, for riding with me. If you're new here, how are you? It's so good to have you. Thank you for being here. Please let me know. Leave a review if you can. And again, just continue these conversations with your family, with your loved ones, your best friends, you know, or just a random person in the grocery store. You know, something comes up, smile at them. Just continue conversations, spread love, spread kindness, peace, and joy. Once again, love y'all. Thank you, and talk to y'all later.